Pratt Funeral Service, and People's Community Bank.
Bring your energy, bring your big boy pack.
Welcome to Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bax Hybrids.
Ain't nothing like it. And it's going to be the best.
At Bax, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Coming up, scores and highlights from around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Football Friday Night. We're talking about the second round of the high school football playoffs around the state. Great radio stations around the state, including 97.3 of the game in Milwaukee tonight. Great to be on there. My name is Chuck Freeman, along with Dan Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, real quick before we get back to the reporters out there, what do you see?
Boy, some upsets in Division One. For the most part, the one seeds are staying alive in the mid-range divisions, 2, 3, 4. They start falling apart a little bit as you get to the smaller schools, but man, that Division One bracket tonight, with Franklin going down, with Kimberly going down, with Verona going down, Maguanago gets a real challenge from Racine Case. Madison Memorial loses to a 7th seed in DC Everest. Division One, we knew it was going to be a crowded field and bracket this year. Guess what? Totally up for grabs.
Well, there's one constant every year, and that's Stratford. Division 5, top-seeded defending champ Stratford versus 4th-seeded Amherst. Two-time division, a defending champ in Division 6. They got bumped up to 5, and Stratford, in its second-round game, knocks off Amherst 28-7. Gene Delisio from WDLB Radio in Marshfield on the call tonight, and Stratford just keeps rolling, Gene.
Well, Chuck, tonight wasn't all that easy for the Stratford Tigers. First of all, this ball game was moved to Marshfield this evening because the Stratford football field not in the best of shapes. They played on the turf at Marshfield, and Amherst actually scored first tonight, midway through the first quarter, on a 23-yard touchdown run by their fine sophomore running back Aiden Nerdahl that gave the Falcons a 7-0 lead. Stratford then tied the ball game with the final play of the first quarter on a 59-yard touchdown run by quarterback Jack Tubbs. They're deadlocked at 7 after one quarter. That was also a halftime score. Then two key plays went Stratford's way in the second half. First of all, a fumble recovery by Stratford in the Amherst 29 allowed the Tigers to score early in the third quarter on a 17-yard touchdown run by Caleb Vanderhoof. And then Amherst early in the fourth quarter went for a fake punt. They failed in that attempt. Stratford got the ball back on the Amherst 32 and scored four plays later on Tubbs' second touchdown run of the night, this time a 12-yarder. And then Stratford had them scoring late in the fourth quarter on a 2-yard run by Caleb Wrench. Stratford for the night outgained Amherst 355 to 234. Jack Tubbs, the fine Stratford quarterback, rushed for 139 yards and two touchdowns for Amherst. Aiden Nerdahl carried for 98 yards in the score, and their quarterback Michael Gladowski passed for 103. But the Stratford defense held Amherst to only 79 yards of offense in the second half, and Stratford wins this ball game 28-7.
Very good. Gene Delisio, WDLB Radio in Marshfield, Stratford. Yeah, Stratford might have struggled, but a struggle for them is a 21-point win.
So Stratford gets Lake Country Lutheran next week, but it'll be interesting to see where they play that game. Interesting, Stratford just replaced their grass field 2 years ago. New irrigation, new turf, and yet they can't play on it this week. Let's see if they get the opportunity to host next week after the field gets a little bit of time to rest.
Division 6, 3rd-seeded Auburndale versus 2nd-seeded Bondewell. As Mike Warren from WOSQ, we heard about this one earlier, and Mike, give us a little wrap-up from Auburndale's point of view in this game.
Well, it will start, guys, with 5 turnovers, and anytime you turn the ball over 5 times, giving Bondewell short fields a couple of times, and in fact, one turnover was a fumble in Auburndale's own end zone, recovered for an immediate touchdown. That came as part of 3 straight Bondewell scores after it was a 7-7 game early on in the first quarter. Then Bondewell scores 3 straight times, again off some key Auburndale turnovers. Give the Eagles credit. They fight back. They make it a 2-score game. But Auburndale scores, recovers an onside kick late in the game. They're driving. And then their 5th and final turnover, Bondewell able to run out the clock from there. So Bondewell hangs on for the 34-21 win, and again capitalizing on 5 key Auburndale turnovers. The Eagles end their season 10-2. Bondewell, they improved to 10-1 now, and will face a Coleman team that they lost to in week 2. Coleman gets by Abby 7-6 game that Abby led 6-0 for quite a while there. Mm-hmm. So a rematch of Coleman Bondiwell, a game that Coleman won 22-20 back in week two, but the Bears are moving on.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. Mike Ward, WOSQ Radio, on the call on Auburndale and Bondiwell tonight.
Kind of interesting in Division 6. 8 teams are left there from 8 different conferences, so good distribution from across the state there.
All right, the heartbreak kid, Chad Michaels from WDOR in Sturgeon Bay. He had Division 3, 4th-seeded Southern Door facing Wrightstown. Chad, how did this one turn out? Well, we do not have Chad Michaels. So that was, let's go to a different reporter here.
In the ring someplace.
Now, let's go to Chris Learman from Bayport Radio. Division 1, he had 2nd-seeded Bayport against 6th-seeded Sheboygan North. North won its first ever playoff game last week. Would they win tonight? Now Bayport blew them out 62-12. Chris Learman, tell us about this from Bayport Radio.
Yeah, Sheboygan North, hats off to them. A great season, obviously. Their first win last week, you mentioned, in school history in the postseason. But Sheboygan North got the ball, 3 and out. Bayport scored in 2 plays. Sheboygan North gets it back, 3 and out. Bayport scores in 4 plays. And from there on, Bayport just wears them out. Too big, too fast, too strong. And it's on to level 3 again for the Pirates.
Very good. Thanks, Chris. And Bayport, man, they just like smoked one team after another in the postseason and regular season.
There could be a lot of points scored in that game between Bayport and Marquette. Marquette defeats DePere tonight, 52-23. Between Bayport and Marquette this week, 114 points for those two teams.
All right, so I want to say the biggest surprise tonight was Franklin. Unbeaten, yeah. Franklin going down tonight to Muskego. And if you're listening in the Milwaukee area, boy, you had high hopes for Franklin this year. I saw them in the first half against Fond du Lac last week. It was a 7-7 game, and Fondy was like the 8th seed. And then Franklin eventually put them away. But Franklin had difficulties with Fond du Lac last week.
And here's the thing, too. When we say they lose to Muskego, if you've been following high school football over the last 5 years or so, you might say, well, Muskego, good program, quality team. Maybe not as much of a surprise if you know what happened in the last few years. But this year, Muskego had their struggles. They lost 3 out of 4 games spanning September and October. A loss at Arrowhead, 7-3. A loss at Germantown, 3-0. They got a win at Kettle Moraine. And then they lost at Oconomowoc 21-7. So maybe this Warriors team has gotten a couple guys back or has figured something out, and all of a sudden they defeat a team like Franklin, and they're a threat again.
Division 1, top-seeded Verona, 4th-seeded Heartland Arrowhead, Big 8 champion Verona, Arrowhead Classic 8 co-champs. Arrowhead sneaks out a 22-21 win. Sean Davis from the Wisconsin State Journal on hand for this one. Tell us about Arrowhead's victory here.
It was back and forth from the jump, and was really defensive early on, only 8-7 at halftime. Trey Poteet has been huge for Verona all year. He's huge again tonight. They're down 16-14, and they end up going, or 16-15. Poteet ends up ripping off a 58-yard QB keep from a Wildcat, to go up 21-16. Verona defense then forces a 3 and out, but on the very first play of the ensuing Verona drive, Harlan Arrowhead punches it out. They recover near midfield, and they end up getting a go-ahead 5-yard touchdown run from Brendan Foley. Fumbled it into the end zone, recovered. Verona had one last shot at the end zone. They had to go for 4th and 10, just a miscommunication, 2 guys in the same spot, slips through both their hands, and Arrowhead sneaks out with a 1-point win. Just a really tough loss for Verona. That was a great season.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you got two heavyweights here meeting in the second round. Thanks, Sean Davis from the Wisconsin State Journal.
Yeah, I want to correct something on Muskego. They actually lost 4 of 5 at one point because I forgot to include their loss to Maguanago. Maguanago gets that victory. They will face Arrowhead next week in a Classic 8 rematch. 3 of the 4 teams on the right side of that Division 1 bracket are from the Classic 8. And remember, that's the Classic 8 that had Oconomowoc arguably get screwed with that six seed. They maybe, if they get a better seed, they're in a better position as well. Classic Eight football in southeastern Wisconsin. It continues to be consistently one of the best conferences in the state.
Still to come, Beaver Dam and Kaukauna. A fifth seed Beaver Dam is a conference champ. Had to go up to the Fox Valley again tonight. We'll get to that coming up next. This is Football Friday Night.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair at Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arneson's.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Oh, we let Hunter control the music tonight.
Hits of the 90s, Chuck.
Yeah, he's rolling.
Back when I was in high school.
Yeah, this was my mid-20s or so. Yeah, a little, not too far along. Chuck Freeman, Dan Pfeiffer, Hunter Baumgart doing a just amazing job spinning the dials for us tonight. This is Football Friday Night. We're here till 11 o'clock. About a half hour or so, we'll update the scoreboard and see where everybody stands tonight after week two of the state high school football playoffs. Mark Evenstead from Queen Bee Radio. He was at Division 6, second seed at Lancaster against third seed at Cuba City. The Cubans won the earlier season matchup. Lancaster, the Arrows got them tonight, 20-7, Mark.
Yeah, and Lancaster getting the home game and getting that despite the fact that the Cuba City had beaten them during the regular season and was a conference champion. But it was Lancaster, the higher seed, and Lancaster tonight gets the victory. The game started out with Nolan Hankey with a one-yard touchdown run in the second quarter with 10:45 to go. And Brennan Gildersleeve catches the pass in the end zone for the two-point extra point to put Lancaster up 8-0. Then later in the second quarter, the Cuba City Cubans get a touchdown run of 13 yards from Bradley Rowe with 7:22 to play before halftime. The extra point was good. The score was 8-7. Lancaster up by one. Later in the second quarter, Devin Clark caught a four-yard touchdown pass from Nolan Wolf. The try for two failed. With 1:08 to play left before halftime, Lancaster was up 14-7. Then, in the second half, in the third quarter, Lancaster began a drive, a long drive that took 18 plays, 11 minutes, and 59 seconds. That's right. Almost the entire length of an entire quarter, the drive ended up with a Nolan Wolf 5-yard touchdown run. The try for two failed, and with 6:15 remaining in the game, Lancaster led 20-7. Now, Cuba City down by two scores. They had to hurry up. They had to try to score two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. But an interception thwarted the drive for the Cuba City Cubans, and the Lancaster Flying Arrows come up with a 20-7 win in the second round over the Cuba City Cubans. And next up for the Lancaster Flying Arrows, they'll have a home game next week against eighth-seeded Belleville.
Very good. Thanks, Mark. Mark Evenstead, Queen Bee Radio. Dan, Lancaster moves on.
So Lancaster out of the SWC will take on Belleville, another SWAL opponent. Cuba City was the champion of the SWAL with an undefeated 7-0 record. That'll be the fourth game Belleville is playing against a SWAL opponent. Of course, they played Cuba City twice. They opened the season against Mineral Point. Now they're going to play Belleville. The SWAL and the SWC do seem to have kind of an intertwined nature to them. And Lancaster, very familiar with the SWAL, perhaps trying to claim a virtual SWAL championship, even though they're from the SWC next week.
Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week. Division 5, third-seeded Milwaukee Academy of Science versus second-seeded Darlington. Darlington, playoff-rich history. Academy, kind of the new kids on the block. Not to be confused with our 90s music here, but, you know, they're a newer school, Milwaukee Academy of Science. Colton, how did this one turn out?
Oh, this was, I'd have to say, the game of the year that I've been to this year. It was back and forth. That first half was back and forth all first half. And then, in retrospect, kind of the game or the play that changed the course of the game was the very last play of the first half. Darlington was up 7. Milwaukee Academy of Science had the ball, needed a 25-yard pass. They got a 25-yard touchdown pass as the clock expired to go down 1 at halftime. Now, Darlington comes out in the second half and does score and goes back up 29-22. But if they get that stop at halftime, you know, that's a two-score game. Academy of Science responds late in the third quarter with a 52-yard touchdown pass from Braylon Albritton to Makai Malcolm. Science takes a 30-29 lead with 4:33 left in the third quarter. Fourth quarter comes. Nova's backup running back, who saw one snap because the starter, Josiah Johnson, who had a heck of a game, had to come out with cramps. So down to the 2-yard line, backup running back Jamari Parker scores from 2 yards out. Science goes up 36-29 with 7:18 left. Darlington comes down the field, scores about a 15-yard touchdown by Maddox Gable, his fourth of the game, scores. They're down 1 with 1:14 left. Darlington goes for 2. And it was just off the tips of the hand. Science holds on for a 36-35 game in what was probably, like I said earlier, the game of the year that I've been to.
Yeah, the listeners are, and the viewers are, and the readers are all correct in picking this one, the Dairy Game of the Week. A Quick Trip in Wisconsin, Dairy Game of the Week. Colton Wilson from WisSports.net. Get some rest after this one, my friend. Have a safe trip back. And Academy of Science wins 36-35 with their high-powered offense.
And to give you an idea, they're going to go up against Prairie du Chien next week, who defeated Brookfield Academy tonight 56-0. That is going to be a three-hour trip due west to the western border of the state of Wisconsin for Milwaukee Academy of Science, which is actually somewhat on the east side of Milwaukee. It's kind of on 20th Street here in Milwaukee. That's going to be about as far west as they can possibly go due west to play that level three game.
Two teams for the Fox Valley Association, third-seeded Nina meeting second-seeded Kimberly. Nina gave Kimberly its only conference loss, and they eliminated him from the playoffs tonight. Nina wins 34-14. Tony Giordano from affiliate WSCO, the score in Appleton on the call on Nina's win, Tony.
That's right. Nina avenged two prior losses that they had against Kimberly to end their season. Going back the last 2 years, Kimberly had their sights set on knocking Nina out of the playoffs for a third consecutive season. The Rockets had different ideas. And Kimberly was actually the first team to score in this game. They were up 7-0, but Nina really took over from there. And Kimberly didn't have the best game. They turned the ball over four times, three interceptions. One of them went to Grant Dean of the Rockets when he was playing defense. And then Dean got it done on offense as well. He had a big day. He had a 91-yard receiving touchdown, had a 32-yard rushing touchdown to put that final nail in the coffin of the game. And the thing that separates Grant Dean, the characteristic that separates him, is just his instinct and his ability to just, his football IQ. That's what makes him a Division I commit and a Badger commit going on to play at the next level. And speaking of playing on the next level, Nina moving on to level three, and they're playing the same team they opened up the season against back in August. They were on top in that game, ended up losing 31-21, but set for another good matchup next week. Nina moving on over Kimberly.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Giordano from the score in Appleton. I just like the name Grant Dean. That's a radio name, by the way. Grant Dean, bringing you the sports.
High drama in Division I tonight and a program-defining win for Nina. Congratulations to the Rockets.
All right, let's get to Mike Tronson. He covered Division IV, third seed at West Salem against second seed at Columbus. Mike Tronson from the DailyDodge.com on the call on this one. Mike, did Columbus bring one home tonight?
Boy, they did, and this was a battle of two heavyweights, no doubt about it. You had two teams coming into this one, guys, were combined 19-1 on the year. Both teams have been ranked all season in Division IV. It was 14-7 Columbus going into the fourth quarter. So the game had been fairly uneventful, I guess, for lack of a better term. But in the fourth quarter, fireworks like you've never seen. The two teams combined for seven scoring plays in the fourth quarter, and five of those came in the final 3:47 of the game. Basically, it was each team trading a touchdown. Columbus would score, and then West Salem, and so on and so forth. But at the end of it, it was 41-27. Columbus, they get the win. Connor Roach, fine running back, 28 carries, 204 yards, and three touchdowns. He was his usual self tonight on the ground. Peyton Powers, the quarterback for Columbus, he threw for 114 yards and threw for a touchdown, also ran for another touchdown. Columbus, despite some early struggles in the game, they dominated in the second half, and they come away with a victory tonight. And it doesn't get any easier next week, guys, because they have to face Aquinas now in level three.
Very good, Tronny. Mike Tronson, DailyDodge.com. Columbus moves on.
Big game coming up next week. Last year, Aquinas did away with Columbus in level three at UW Lacrosse, 20-13. Columbus will try and get revenge this year.
Division I, third seed at Racine Case versus second seed at McGuanago. Second seed at Case got the job done when they knocked off co-champion of the Classic Conference, Oconomowoc, last week. What did Racine Case have for an encore tonight? Michael Whitlow from the Journal Sentinel. How did Case do tonight?
You know, Chuck, it looked like it was going to turn into a runaway, but in the opposite direction. McGuanago got off to a great start. Mason Radibicki scored the game's opening touchdown basically less than 3 minutes into the game, put it up 7-0. They led by as many as 21. It was 21-0 in the second quarter, and it's like creeping into that running clock territory. You got a team just doing whatever they want offensively. But Case got a late touchdown. Leah Chiapetta found Lincoln Meyer in the left corner of the end zone, make it 21-6 after a blocked extra point. It's like, okay, maybe Case has got some momentum going to the second half. You know, the team's kind of exchanged some possessions early in the third.
And in case finally got it going, they started to pick up the tempo with their NASCAR offense. Chiappetta found Tolan Johnson, one of last week's heroes, for a 21-yard touchdown. They get the two-pointer. Michael Farr made probably an even better catch than Johnson did on the actual touchdown to make it 21-14. But the name of the game, really, for Case was their red zone offense. They had two possessions, one in the third quarter, one in the fourth quarter, that stalled inside the red zone and really made the difference in the game. Iguanago's defense bowed up when they really had to in key stretches of the second half. And that's why they get their rematch with Arrowhead next week.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. Mike Whitlow from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as Iguanago. How about that?
Hey, shout out, though, to Racine Case. What a season they had this year in the Southeast Conference. Got some big victories this year. Anton Graham, a guy that Don Wadowitz and I both know from his time with the Racine Raiders. All credit to him. A 9-2 season, 6-1 in the Southeast Conference. Gave Iguanago a heck of a fight tonight. Great year this year for Case.
He is building something at Case.
Yes,
Case,
he is.
For years and years, they've kind of played the third fiddle behind Horlick and, of course, Racine Park. Case is emerging. Case is emerging. They're getting some good players, getting the youth program going there. Mike Whitlow from the Journal Sentinel covering Case, whose season ends to a loss to Iguanago tonight. Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer here on Football Friday Night. Football Friday Night. We're here until 11 o'clock. We got the scoreboard coming your way right around 10:45 or so. Let's see where our next stop is. Oh, let's go to this one. Two teams in the Big East. Division 6, top-seeded Cedar Grove, Belgium. Some injuries. They're facing fifth-seeded Howard's Grove. Mitch Merich from Ozaki Press calling us right now. Mitch, was Cedar Grove, Belgium able to overcome those injuries? They're the top seed in Division 6.
Hey, guys. Cedar Grove, Belgium was able to overcome those injuries. In a rematch of a game 2 weeks ago, they beat Howard's Grove 49-14. Tonight, they beat them 47-13. And both games, Ira Hilblank, a sophomore running back for Cedar Grove, Belgium, was kind of the story. 2 weeks ago, he had 229 yards and two TDs. Tonight, he had 344 yards and three scores, including three runs of more than 50 yards. The Rockets got out to a 21-0 lead right off the bat, barely 9 minutes into the game. They were up 34-13 at half. Carter Schmitz hit Griffin Knight on a perfect post pattern for a 39-yard touchdown on 4th and 8 in the first half. And Griffin Knight had an interception in the fourth quarter, his 6th of the year. That's what Knight does. He catches touchdowns and he picks off passes. This is the first time Cedar Grove, Belgium, gets past the second round in since 2017. They're on a streak of 21 straight years in the playoffs. And next week they got number 2, Lemire, coming in at home.
Should be a great matchup of the Big East versus the Flyweight Conference in the state semifinals in Division 6. Mitch Merich, Ozaki Press, thank you very much for joining us. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. Football Friday Night.
Battle of 7-3 teams in that one. Cedar Grove, Belgium comes away the winner. And yeah, that's going to be a great game between them and Lomira. Lomira ranked going into that one, at least at the end of the season. They were the number 7 team in Division 5. Cedar Grove, Belgium was unranked, but they're looking real good right now.
Yeah, Lomira won 34-21 over 6-seeded Manitowoc Lutheran tonight. All right, we'll come right back. We're going to be joined by Travis Wilson. We still have a few more reports to get to as well. Before we get to Travis, this is Chuck Freeman, Football Friday Night.
Got there.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for WRCO's Those Were the Days. We're going to have a real party Saturday night with the Solid Gold Dancers. How about it, Joanne?
I'll be chilling a sixer of Fresca.
Wow, all right. Party on. We'll be taking the train along the way as well, maybe to Clarksville or possibly to Folsom Prison, the city of New Orleans, or the rock and roll train. We'll be rocking and rolling until the midnight hour, playing some train songs and all the songs that you know and love from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app Saturday night.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair at Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
I'm working so hard here. Dan Pfeiffer, Chuck Freeman, Football Friday Night. All right, we got a few more reports to get through. Let's get like 60 seconds from each person right here. Our first up, Chad Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, WDOR, Sturgeon Bay, as Wrightstown handed it to Southern Door 50-8 in Division 5 play. Southern Door was the fourth seed, Wrightstown the top seed. But, Chad, Wrightstown is so good.
They were very good. They've knocked out the two Door County teams back to Sturgeon Bay last week, Southern Door tonight. It was running clock in the first half, Aiden Humphreys. Four rushing touchdowns in the first half. Southern Door's lone scorer, Drew Dowse, touchdown run late in quarter number three. It was all Tigers setting up a big showdown with undefeated Keele next week. Keele 42-7 over Kewaunee tonight, and that half of the Division 5 bracket, Chuck.
Very good, Chad. Chad Michaels, WDOR. Sturgeon Bay as Wrightstown moves on.
Yes, Wrightstown does get Keele. You know, Chuck, our two predictions in Division 5 are both gone. You had St. Mary Springs. They lost last week. I had Stanley Boyd. They lost Northwestern in the top part of that bracket tonight, 26-21.
Marcus Carstens from the Sun in Sun Prairie joins us right now in Division 2, second seed at Sun Prairie East versus third seed at West De Pere. West De Pere's got that amazing pass attack. How was Sun Prairie East able to handle it? And give us the final score as well, Carstens.
Well, they were not able to handle it well at all. Patrick Greason completed 26 of 37 passes for 502 passing yards, five touchdowns passing. Judah Kisgern had a touchdown reception over 100 yards receiving. Their number one receiver, Brock Story, number 81, two touchdown catches for over 167 yards and two scores on seven catches. So West De Pere won 38-14 over Sun Prairie East, and just their defense, Easton Deshane with a couple big sacks, big plays on defense, and a couple interceptions thrown from Max Raymer, who threw for 300 yards, but two touchdowns and two interceptions. So it just wasn't enough. Sun Prairie East Cardinal season comes to an end, and the West De Pere Phantoms move on to face Kaquana in a Level 3 matchup for playoffs next Friday.
Marcus Carstens, Marcus Madness joining us from the Sun in Sun Prairie as Sun Prairie gets beat tonight.
As mentioned, West De Pere goes on to take on Kaquana. Good quarterback play has been a thing at West De Pere for a while. I had a chance to call their appearance in the 2018 state championship where they fell to Catholic Memorial, but that year they had Josh Blount, who was a good quarterback for Jack Batten, who was one of the previous coaches for West De Pere. The tradition just rolls on up there for the Phantoms.
Did we even use cell phones back in 2018? That seems so
I rode my
ago.
Horse to the Camp Randall Stadium. It was still a Civil War camp at that time.
Division 2, second seed at Rice Lake, third seed at Monona Grove. John Roberts, WRJC in Rice Lake. Sound like you had a score fest barn burner in this one. Rice Lake wins at 35-34.
It was a wild game, let me tell you. The score was never more than 8 points. Monona Grove just kind of kept ahead of Rice Lake, but the Warriors get a tying touchdown with about 7.5 minutes to go. And they have not kicked an extra point all season. They have gone for two every time. Both teams struggled with the conversions tonight. It was a big difference. But Rice Lake gets Jack Larson, kicks the extra point. Rice Lake holds on. They get a big turnover late and run out the clock. It was an exciting, exciting game. I have no voice left. That's how much fun it was tonight.
Listen, you need to go home, relax, have something to drink, something to eat, and give yourself 2 days off before you're back on the air on Monday. Good stuff, John. Thanks for coming on with the bad throat as well. He earned his money tonight. Rice Lake wins 35-34 over Monona Grove. Dan, where's Rice Lake going?
Rice Lake will be taking on New Richmond as a result of that victory. New Richmond defeats Holman tonight by the final score of 44-14. That'll be a big showdown next week.
Well, Travis Wilson, our guy from Wisports.net, man, he saw a score fest as well. Top seed at Catholic Memorial against fourth seed at Reedsburg. CMH wins 34-33. Let's get to tell us a little bit about this one before we throw some things off of you.
Yeah, it was a heck of a high school football game. Unfortunately, we came out on the short side of it. One of those games where you feel like you didn't so much lose as you ran out of time. Reedsburg went up 13-0 early on. Catholic Memorial came back, and the second half was just back and forth. Just incredible plays on both sides. CMH has some playmakers. MJ Mitchell, quarterback, Marvinus Butler-Brown, Justin Roach, a receiver that just hard for us to contain. And just a great game that, unfortunately, we came to the short end of. Scored a minute and a half left to go up by 7. CMH went down and scored with 27, 29 seconds left, something like that, and then went for 2 and were able to convert. Mitchell ran in for the 2-point conversion, ended up being the winning score. We got the ball and got down the field pretty quick. We had a couple plays put together, and just the final heave could not find the end zone. So a heck of a way to end of the season, but a great high school football game.
Travis, you guys – Reedsburg went head-to-head with one of the storied football programs in our state, Catholic Memorial. Toe-to-toe.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I mean, everybody says this, right? But we certainly feel like we should have won. Again, ran out of time. I think we have two more plays. I think we're in position to win the game or kick a field goal to win the game. We were doing things well offensively and, you know, didn't feel like they were going to stop us if we got the ball back one more time. But just couldn't get it together. But a great way to end the season, you know, going out and winning a playoff game last week, winning a share of a conference championship from where we came at the beginning, certainly self-inflicted wounds early on. You know, a lot of guys playing that, you know, were not guys that we had planned on right away, but we got things back together, got on the right track, and things are looking good. Obviously, we lose, I think, 8 seniors, so excited to get the guys into the weight room and get into the off season.
Big night for you guys, Travis, and it didn't quite go your way, but you certainly gave them everything you could and more. So I know you maybe haven't had a chance to look at a ton of the results just yet. I'm going to give you some of the D1 scores here just to get your reaction. Muskego over Franklin, 42-12. Nina over Kimberly, 34-14. Arrowhead gets a stop late in the game to defeat Verona, 22-21. And DC Everest over Madison Memorial by the final score of 45-24. We said coming into the playoffs this year that Division I was very much up for grabs, and it seemed like tonight really proved it.
Yeah, chaos in Division I think, is a good way to put it. Arrowhead beating Verona, I'm not surprised at. The Big 8 and Verona have struggled in the playoffs against non-Big 8 teams. Muskego putting 42 on Franklin the way they did is pretty surprising. Muskego went under 500 in the Classic 8 Conference. They struggled at times offensively to get that wing key going, but in the playoffs it came together, at least in this one. So, yeah, a lot of openings in Division I. I didn't see the final score of the Marquette game. I believe they won, but you know, the defending champs got to be sitting there smiling at the way things went tonight. Nina taking down Kimberly, another one of the favorites. Second time Nina beat Kimberly this year. So, yeah, Marquette's got to be smiling about the way things played out tonight.
Yeah, Marquette got the victory over DePere, 52-23, but they'll face a Bayport team that won over Sheboygan North tonight, 62-12, Chuck.
Yeah, no kidding. And just a lot of great matchups tonight, and there's some rematches from earlier season. I want to go to Division VI. Eau Claire Regis, you know, I was just reading your piece earlier in the day. Regis won on a block field goal, beating Fall Creek last week. Fall Creek was lining up for a game-winning field goal. Regis ended up blocking it. And tonight, Regis slides by Onalaska Lutheran, 17-14. Regis the top seed, and I think a lot of people think Regis is going to win Division VI. I have Lomira, but Regis is going to win Division VI. But what are they struggling? Or are they getting moved up a division? What's going on there with the Ramblers?
I don't know. I mean, they are moved up technically from D7 to D6, but we've seen Regis in D6 in the past. That's nothing new for them. They played a lot of D6 competition or higher during the regular season in the Clover Belt Conference. So I don't know what's going on with the Ramblers, but that's two games that quite honestly are closer than I would have anticipated. Certainly that one last week when they had to hold on to beat Fall Creek. I'm not sure. Sometimes, you know, that's what it takes for teams to get untracked and, you know, you see a team that kind of sneaks by early in the playoffs, and then they right the ship and go on and take care of business, but not trending in the right direction by any means for the Ramblers.
Hey, staying in Division VI, Travis, the Cinderella story right now, the Belleville Wildcats, they get the victory tonight over Marshall, 21-7. About 30 seconds real quick, what do we think about Belleville as an 8 continuing to advance in the Cambridge bracket?
I think that is an indication of the strength of the conference that they play in, the SWAL. Compared to the conference that they beat the two teams from, the Eastern Suburban. I think that's a huge factor in what happened so far with Belleville making that Cinderella run.
All right, Travis, thank you. Follow him on Twitter, Travis at WSN, at TravisWSN.com. You get his stuff on WISSports.net. Get his Twitter, Travis WSN, and he's got amazing stuff both on the site, on Twitter. Follow him. Really, really good follow.
And yeah, shout out to his Reedsburg Beavers too tonight for giving Catholic Memorial everything they could. You could hear it in Travis's voice. He was feeling that loss. I know he feels it for his kids.
Well, he's a coach. He's got a kid on the team. Definitely understand that. We're coming right back. Football Friday night.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM. Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunts Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest.
Hunter's rolling out all the 90s hits.
A lot of Smash Mouth tonight, and I don't mind that. I really don't.
Rolling them all out tonight. That's Hunter Baumgart, our producer. Great to have him on for a first time. He's acting like he's done this his entire life. He's been such a pro. Not one flub tonight. Not one mistake did he make. We've made a couple, but not Hunter. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. Dan, off the top here, we're getting to the state semifinals next week. Level 3, as it's called by the WIAA. Anything that stand out to you that's going into week three?
Well, we've talked quite a bit about everything that went on in Division One tonight. I'm looking at Division Four too. We haven't really touched much on the way that bracket looks, and really, it's gone chalk. You have 1-2 in the Winneconne bracket with Winneconne and Mayville. 1-2 in the Racine St. Cats bracket with Racine St. Cats taking on Lake Mills. That's going to be a great game next week. Aquinas going up against Columbus. They have a history. We actually don't know who's coming out of the Freedom bracket just yet, though. Baldwin Woodville as a 2 seed defeated Ellsworth tonight 42-7, but the one game playoff-wise that is taking place tomorrow has Freedom going up against Prescott. That's going to be at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Freedom, so still waiting for who's going to come out of that one, but if Freedom does come out, then Division 4 will have gone entirely chalk.
Yeah, that there's still a game to be played yet tomorrow at 1 o'clock. My only thing is I bet you that's because of officials.
Probably.
You know, there's been more Thursday games this year because of officials, and I got a feeling maybe there wasn't enough officials to go around the Fox Valley tonight, and that's why they had to play this Freedom game tomorrow.
And keep in mind, too, that northeast part of the state, that's where 8-player is very big, and you also had those 8-player playoff games tonight. You had 4 of those as well, so hard to say, but you know what? We'll find out tomorrow exactly who moves on between Freedom and Prescott.
All right, let's go around the state. Let's get through all the scores. Let's start with Division One. And in the Wanakee bracket, the Warriors moved on 17-0 over Middleton. They'll face DC Everest next week. DC Everest, the Evergreens, 45-24 over Madison Memorial. In the Marquette bracket, Marquette moves on 52-23, topping DePere. They'll face a high-powered Bayport team. The Pirates win 62-12 over Sheboygan North. In the Franklin bracket, the upset of the area tonight, Muskego wins as they knocked off Franklin, gave the Sabres their first loss of the season. Muskego wins 42-14. So Muskego will take on Nina next week. Nina topped Kimberly 34-14. Kimberly lost twice during the season, both to Nina. Other games, Verona bracket. This was a good one. Heartland Arrowhead and Verona. Verona gets beat by Arrowhead 22-21. The Warhawks will play Maguatago next week in a battle of Classic 8 teams as Maguatago knocked out Racine Case 21-14.
Let's move to Division 2 and the New Richmond bracket, where it will be the Tigers of New Richmond taking on Rice Lake next week after New Richmond defeated Holman tonight 44-14, and Rice Lake got a win over Monona Grove 35-34. In the Kakana bracket, the Galloping Ghosts of Kakana advanced with a 48-21 win over Beaver Dam tonight. They will face West DePere, who won on the road against Sun Prairie East at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium and got a 38-14 victory this evening. Lake Geneva Badger bracket. It was tough for Lake Geneva Badger, but they got the victory over the Rebels of Horlick by the final score of 28-27. Horlick went for 2 with 35 seconds left to play and failed to convert, and that is why the Badgers are moving on. They will take on Milton out of the Badger Large. They defeated Elkhorn tonight and had no problems with them, 33-6. In the Slinger bracket, it'll be Slinger taking on Homestead in the battle of teams from the North Shore Conference. Slinger, they upended Wauwatosa East. Storybook season for the Red Raiders comes to a close with a 21-3 loss at the hand of the Owls. Meanwhile, Homestead defeated an old school North Shore Conference team. Although they're now in the Greater Metro, Germantown, Homestead gets the victory over the Warhawks, we should say, by the final score of 21-14.
All right, Division 3, the Medford bracket. The Raiders of Medford 42-22 over Fox Valley Lutheran. Medford takes on La Crosse Logan next week. Logan 42-6 over Onalaska. Grafton bracket. Grafton, boy, they flex their muscles. 31-21 over Plymouth. The Blackhawks will meet Green Bay Notre Dame. Notre Dame 35-13 over the Pirates of Port Washington. The Catholic Memorial bracket. We talked about this one with Travis Wilson. This was a really good game. Memorial wins at 34-33. The top-seeded Crusaders take on Mount Horeb Barneveld next week as they win 35-14 over Waterford. In the New Berlin West bracket, New Berlin West edges out Greendale. West, the top seed, beats 5th-seeded Greendale 29-28. They'll face Wisconsin Lutheran next week. The Vikings knock off Martin Luther 34-14.
And West will get all they can handle from Wisconsin Lutheran in a battle of Vikings. Let's move to Division 4. Freedom and Prescott, as we mentioned, they will play tomorrow at 1 p.m. That is the one Saturday playoff game around the state of Wisconsin. The winner of that contest will get Baldwin-Woodville. The Blackhawks knocked off Ellsworth tonight by the final score of 42-7. In the Winneconnie bracket, the Wolves of Winneconnie advanced with a win over the Hawks of Xavier 22-6. Next up for the Wolves, the Mayville Cardinals, who defeated Berlin tonight by the final score of 28-26. Aquinas bracket. Boy, we're going to have a good one next week in Level 3 as Aquinas goes up against Columbus. These are two teams that are very used to meeting each other in the postseason. The Blue Golds defeated Lodi tonight 29-0. Columbus got the victory over West Salem 41-27. And in the Racine-St. Catharines bracket, it was the Angels of Racine-St. Cats over Delavan Darien tonight. They shut them out 54-0. No issues for them. Lake Mills will be their next foe. They defeated Evansville tonight by the final score of 49-12.
All right, Division 5, the St. Croix Falls bracket. St. Croix Falls, the Saints slide by Wittenberg-Burnhamwood 21-20. They'll face Northwestern. Northwestern 26-21 winners over Stanley Boyd. Wrightstown bracket. Wrightstown blasted Southern Door 50-8. They'll meet up with Keel. The Raiders defeated Kewaunee 42-7. Prairie Duchesne bracket. The Blackhawks all over Brookfield Academy 56-0. They'll meet Milwaukee Academy of Science next. Academy of Science squeezed by Darlington 36-35. Just a heck of a ball game. Colton Wilson was telling us about that, that it was the game of the year, and it certainly was the Quick Trip game of the week as well. But congratulations for Milwaukee Academy of Science, the Novas, for moving on to the state semifinals for a first time, to the state quarterfinals for a first time. Stratford bracket, well, it's old hat for Stratford, but it should not be taken for granted. Stratford 28-7 over Amherst. The Tigers meet up with Lake Country Lutheran. Lake Country Lutheran blessed at Winnebago Lutheran 35-0.
D6, the Regis bracket. The Regis Ramblers, they got another victory tonight, even though it was a close one, 17-14. We talked about the fact that Regis is now in D6 after having been in D7, although they've kind of been on the borderline between those two divisions. A couple tough victories for them to get to level three, but they do advance as the number one seed in their bracket. They will face Grantsburg next week, who also got a challenge tonight from the Buffaloes of Montovi, but were able to come away with a 28-21 victory. Coleman bracket. The Cougars of Coleman over Abbotsford tonight. 7-6 low-scoring affair. They'll face a team that put up a few more points tonight. Bonduelle. They defeated Auburndale this evening 34-21. Cambridge bracket. The Belleville Wildcats, as an 8 seed, continue to march on into level 3. They defeated Marshall tonight by the final score of 21-7. Next up for Belleville will be Lancaster. The Flying Arrows knocked off Cuba City this evening 20-7. And in the Cedar Grove Belgium side of the bracket, it was the Rockets of CGB defeating Howard's Grove tonight by the final score of 48-13. They will take on Chuck's Pick to win Division 6, the Lions of Lomira. Lomira got the victory over Reedsville tonight 35-21.
Spring Valley bracket, Spring Valley 27-10 over Glenwood City. They'll take on Boyceville 18-7 winners over Papa Almon. Also in the Edgar bracket. Well, Edgar moved on. They were all over Shiocton tonight, 37-0. The Wildcats meet up with Oshkosh Lords next. Lords 35-27 over Hilbert. The Bangor regional, it was Bangor falling to River Ridge 27-0. So River Ridge meets up with Potosi Cassville 55-0. They knocked off Cochrane Fountain City. In the Kenosha St. Joe's bracket, Kenosha St. Joe's, the Lancers 35-0 over Cambria Friesland. I think St. Joe's is good in every sport these days. They just got a really good run going on there. So the Lancers meet up with Johnson Creek next. Johnson Creek 31-21 over Ithaca.
Potosi Cassville 10-0 on the season coming into this week. Now 11-0. They were the number one ranked team in Division 7 coming out of the regular season, and they were given a 3 seed. They're going to give River Ridge quite the battle next week. 8-player football. 4 games to report on. Northwood Solon Springs defeated Clayton by the final score of 24-12. It was Lena St. Thomas Aquinas over Elkhart Lake Glen Beulah 44-0. So it'll be Northwood Solon Springs taking on Lena St. Thomas Aquinas. And Owen Withy, many people think they're the favorite in 8-player football this year. They got a 46-19 victory over McDonald Central. They will face Highland next. They defeated North Crawford tonight 35-0.
I remember Owen Withy was when I lived up in the Eau Claire area when I worked at a radio station.
Dominant team in 11-players Division 7, Division 6 football.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth, Danny.
Sorry about that, Chuck, but we were thinking the same thing, which again frightens me when we do that.
Who was the coach?
Don't know that one.
Terry Lauby. He was a farmer. Wonder if he's still living. This was 30 years ago. Owen Withy. Yeah.
I've lived in suburban Milwaukee my whole life, Chuck. I can't help you there.
I've been everywhere, man. All right, first of all, I want to thank Hunter Baumgart He did an amazing job, came in here, and this is usually I'm working on a Friday night. He's going to be back here Sunday for the Packers, but I want to thank Hunter for coming in and keeping us on the tracks. Did a great job, and nothing expected. He's a pro's pro. Dan Pfeiffer?
What a week this was, especially in Division One. Upsets left, right, up, down. Can't wait for Level 3 next week. Be a fan, Chuck.
All our great reporters around the state. We couldn't do it without you. My name is Chuck Freeman. You've been listening to Football Friday Night, powered by Wisports.net. Tonight's show brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. We'll see you next week, everybody, on Football Friday Night.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Knee inviting you to join the rock and roll radio party again this Saturday night. While you chew on some leftover candy, give us a call and request a song, have some fun. We'll be playing trivia as well, and we'll be taking a train to the oldies path once again, playing some train songs like, well, Crazy Train, Long Train Running, Train in Vain, Runaway Train, Come on Ride the Train, Midnight Train to Georgia, Love Train, you get the idea. Those were the days at WRCO this Saturday night. It is sponsored by Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, Jones Chevrolet, Jay's Power Center, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbo's in Hub City, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, and Center Cinema Twins. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, we'll get going back to the past for the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on Those Were the Days.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland.